These days, it's cool to be from Orange County, thanks in part to the resurgence of the punk rock scene. At the center of this musical revival is La Mirada's The Lovely Bad Things. The band is celebrating the release at its second full-length album with a show at the Echo. Arts and culture producer Kat Boza recently sat down with The Lovely Bad Things and has this story.
The Lovely Bad Things aren't your average punk band. No one member serves as the group's primary vocalist, and instrumental duties are also shared. Instead of emulating punk's dark, isolating lyrical content, The Lovely Bad Things embrace the playful and absurd. The group's latest effort, The Late Great Whatever, is peppered with pop culture references, everything from David Lynch's cult TV classic Twin Peaks to the Star Wars franchise. Not many groups would be willing to release a track called Darth Lauren. It's a democratic move that reflects the Orange County scene. A scene, says band member Cameron Ward, that prides itself on being all-inclusive.
It's a support thing. It's a huge just group of people that are really finely enthusiastic about music that's being made, as opposed to like picking it apart for whatever reason.
The Lovely Bad Things drummed up buzz for The Late Great Whatever with a month-long residency at the Echo, a small Echo Park music venue. A scheduling conflict moved last week's show to the Echoplex, the Echo's larger downstairs venue. But it still wasn't the largest crowd the Lovely Bad Things have played to. When they performed at the Primavera Sound Festival in Barcelona, that crowd was even larger. And the experience, says Cameron Ward, was frightening.
The whole process of getting there was pretty terrifying because we didn't really know if we were going to have enough money to go until about 2 weeks before we actually had to leave for Spain.
The Lovely Bad Things turned to crowdfunding to make it to Spain. The move was a success. But as member Braden Ward explains, it didn't completely alleviate the stress of touring.
We had under a month to like fund the whole thing, and we had to make people stuff, and there's still some house parties that we haven't played for people. It was scary, but actually playing in Spain was pretty easy. It was a lot of fun.
Orange County might not seem the ideal environment for punk music. After all, it's a region that's long been associated with housing developments and conservative politics. But the OC's symbiotic relationship with underground music extends back into the early 80s. And then, as it is now, the scene was fueled by the ambitions of teenagers. Lovely Bad Things' Lauren Curtius attributes the band's success to the enthusiasm of Orange County's underage residents.
It's all the kids, really. It's like people that are under 21, under 18 even, and the kids that like can't get into the shows in LA a lot of the time.
But this support has given the Lovely Bad Things so much more than musical success. As Cameron Ward states, it's kept the band alive.
I think everybody just has a genuine love for like the bands and the music that everybody's making there. If we didn't have the people that were there that cared about it and the other bands that cared about what we were doing, then we wouldn't exist.
You can see some of this caring in action tonight when the Lovely Bad Things are joined by fellow Orange County punks Audacity at the Echo. Kat Boza, Annenberg Radio News.